This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on the Black Conservatives Fund, their acorn Ghostbusters. Every once in a while, something comes over the transom that is so wildly ridiculous it approaches the sublime. A longtime colleague, Mike Stagg, now living and working in the Lafayette area of Louisiana, forwarded me a link to a piece run by the TPM website, which occasionally monitors weird and wacky right-wing solicitations. This one was within the now classic tradition of money trolling by acorn baiting. Acorn is the zombie from political hell, and by God, the Black Conservative Fund presents itself as the Ghostbusters. It's a masterpiece that begins with a recent right-wing internet flurry. To quote, a successor organization to the corrupt leftist group Acorn is back in action. A first-hand report proves that they were actually paying protesters to wreak havoc in Ferguson, Missouri. I, the BCF signer, wouldn't be surprised if these nasty crooks were trying to start riots in New York and Baltimore. BCF is the only conservative organization in the world capable of standing up to these radicals. We are the only group going toe-to-toe with them in the grassroots. Our conservative black volunteers are the only people capable of stopping Acorn from stealing next year's elections. Wow. It takes your breath away, doesn't it? These BCFers aren't just zombie hunters and ghost bumpers, but they are freaking world beaters and best in class at it. But just as your hand and mine were going for our checkbooks, we got confused about why they need money for their so-called volunteers. Luckily, they have more to say. I, the BCFer again, can tell you from firsthand experience that these Acorn activists are nasty. Last fall in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, our black conservative volunteers endured threats and taunts from liberal foot soldiers just like these. They called one of our board members an uppity Negro, simply for being a black conservative. Okay, let me get this straight. Acorn equals nasty. Okay, I've got that. But they're saying their firsthand experience was with folks just like these Acorn people. So they're even admitting they are, in fact, not Acorn people. And the nasty was some name calling. These are definitely not people who have ever been inside a public school in the United States if this is their best shot at a takedown. But there's more. Now we need, they say, to redouble our efforts and take on these Acorn people head to head in the key 2016 swing states. Here at BCF, confronting Acorn goons and beating them is our mission. It's our calling and it's our specialty. Now that Acorn has reinvented itself and is paying people to riot, our cause is more important than ever. Reading this dribble just takes your breath away, doesn't it? The next missives from the BCF will no doubt have them ready to find the UFOs and lurking commies behind the woodsheds and meth houses all over rural America. Thank goodness for these kinds of conservatives. With the likes of them and their fanciful double talk, it makes me more confident of our chances for a progressive future. They obviously haven't gotten the message yet. No one votes for crazy. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.